Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question came from our Facebook group. You can always find us at facebook.com/groups/whatfreshhellcast. We have a group of 5,000 parents answering each other's questions with wit and support, just like this one. My daughter is five, this listener says, but she's the size of a three-year-old. She's teeny tiny. How do you deal with other adults' comments about your child's size? It's infuriating to me that adults cannot stop making comments, from taxi drivers to her classmates' parents. And it's never other kids, at least not yet. I usually just acknowledge how old she is and try to shut down the conversation, but I'd love a really good comeback to make them realize that commenting on children's bodies is never a good idea. Something else to note, I am actually concerned about her size. We're going to the endocrinologist next month, and all of these comments just add to my anxiety. But there is a good chance this is just who she is. So I think there are two things here that we need to solve for your daughter's feelings about these unkind comments, which would be very important, and also your own. You are definitely right to acknowledge that this is maybe triggering you because of your own anxieties and concerns. Some of these comments are probably very innocently meant. Some of these people are probably just saying, oh, she's so teensy, and they mean it to be cute, and it's just a dagger in your heart, and it's definitely not intended that way, which doesn't make it okay. But I am saying this as somebody who, like, I can think of a time when I said about a baby, if somebody who I didn't really know was being introduced to them, beautiful, big, bouncing baby boy. And I said, look at this big boy. And I meant it as a compliment. And then I just saw this woman's face darken. And I realized that she was maybe hearing that a lot about this baby. And she was having feelings about that. And that even though I meant it as a compliment, it's just something that one does not have to say. I would never comment about a child's size in front of a child who could understand me, but you just don't do it at all. Just like you don't comment on what a pregnant woman looks like and how she's carrying and how big she is. You just don't say this. You don't comment on somebody's size, even when what you're saying is totally meant as complimentary. I think our kids are going to be better at this. I think they're going to grow up knowing this. But back to this situation. I mean, what your daughter would hear and think and feel when she hears the taxi driver say, wow, she's really small for her age, that's paramount. But how you feel matters as well. But I'm separating them because I think there's actually two things you could do here. You need something to say when your daughter's not there and somebody comments on it, or she runs away and they comment on it. And even more importantly, something you can say when she is there. In either case, whatever it is you're going to say, you can't be subtle. And I've learned this the hard way as well. You can't try to mind meld with a dum-dum who's saying something that they shouldn't, because they will just keep going and going. My example is I had a child who repeated pre-K, and we got in an elevator going up to the pre-K classroom with a babysitter and a kid who had used to be in my kid's class, but now this kid was now in kindergarten and my kid was in pre-K again. And this babysitter said, like, why are you getting off on the second floor? Kindergarten's on the third floor. And I said, oh, yeah, well, my child is still in pre-K. And she said, but kindergarten's on the third floor. And I'm like making the eye contact with her, raising my eyebrows, like, that's right. He was in pre-K with Max, and now he's in the other pre-K. And the more I said it, the more she was like, but I don't get it. He was in pre-K already. You cannot be subtle with people. And of course, that just makes it worse. So here's what I suggest. Feeding Littles is an Instagram account that everybody should be following, but particularly people who are anxious about their kids being too little, too big, too, you know, not eating enough vegetables, eating too many vegetables, whatever it is. Feeding Littles has great advice. And they had suggestions that really work in any situation, but I thought particularly useful for both when your kid is around and when she's not. So when your daughter is around and somebody comments on her size, how small she is, you would say something like, I'm going to call her Naomi just to give her a name. When your daughter Naomi is around and somebody comments, wow, she's really small for her age, isn't she? You say, Naomi is exactly where she should be for her body. Big smile. Naomi is exactly where she should be for her body. If one of these people follows up with, well, what does the doctor say? Because some dum-dum will do that. They won't take the hint. Then you say, that is what her doctor says. Or you could say, you know what? Naomi's doctor appointments are not really something I discuss with other people. When your daughter's not around, you could say something like, well, people come in all shapes and sizes. And if they don't get the hint and you have to say more, say, Naomi's pediatrician is very happy with her growth. And if you have to say still more, which, I mean, you don't owe these people anything, right? But I'm just saying if they keep pushing and pushing, if you still have to say more than that, then just say, why are you asking me that? And just keep repeating that until they drop the line of questioning. Feeding Littles makes another good point, which is sometimes, you know, there's the taxi driver, the example, like you say, and then there's the classmate's parent or the grandparent or the aunt and uncle or the ballet teacher. I don't know, somebody who your kid sees a lot, who maybe makes these comments more than they should, as in more than never. You can say something like, you know, more importantly, Naomi is such a terrific kid. Or we try to focus on how great she can kick the ball. We try to focus on all the awesome things her body can do. Something like that to suggest to them that you are going to talk about other things besides her size. You can be nice. You can be politic up to a point. There may come a point where you're going to have to take this person aside, not in your daughter's presence, and say, you know what? Her size is really something I would appreciate you're not commenting on, because she hears that a lot. She hears that more than you would think. And it's actually kind of stressful for us when you bring it up. You might need to get there with the aunt, the uncle. And it's hard because you're triggered. You're feeling upset. You're feeling hurt. You're feeling angry. And you have to keep it in and smile. We are trying to shut this down instead of doing what you really want to do, which is, you know, throttle them, which is yell. But you're protecting your kid. And you are educating somebody. You are helping them out the next time, especially the person who thinks they are just being complimentary. They need a little course correction. I think a lot of us need a little course correction on this. And so it's kind of unfair for you as the person who is having very strong feelings about this to have to do that work. But I hope some of these concrete suggestions will help you feel more ready. You'll have those in your back pocket. You'll know what to say, and then you really don't have to say anything else at all. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talk to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel
real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of there, life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.